Alec Baldwin thanks supporters in Christmas video. Don't let Santa Claus down a chimney without a mask. By Breitbart News on December 25, 2021. December 24, UPI, Alec Baldwin released a pre-Christmas video online thanking supporters for their well wishes in the wake of the fatal shooting on the set of the movie Rust. Baldwin, 63, posted a video to his Instagram account Thursday night with the caption, "Merry Christmas. I wanted to take a moment to say thank you to all the people who sent me such kind words and best wishes and strength and hope and prayers, thoughts and lots of encouragement," Baldwin said. "I got hundreds of emails from friends, family and colleagues and people I haven't heard from in quite a while to send me strength and good wishes and so forth. I'm really grateful to them." Watch below. New Mexico's Santa Fe County Sheriff's Office and other agencies are conducting ongoing investigations after an antique revolver being held by Baldwin on the Santa Fe set of Rust discharged a live round, killing cinematographer Hina Hutchins and wounding director Jill Souza. "I'm looking forward to some aspects of this being behind me," Baldwin said in the video message. "Of course, for everyone that's involved in this, it's never going to be behind us because somebody died so tragically. I never lose sight about that. Not a day goes by I don't think about that." Baldwin said he was looking forward to spending the holidays with his wife and children. "Whatever holiday you're celebrating, happy holidays to everybody," he said. "I hope that you're as lucky as I am in one department, that you're home with your family. I'm home with my family. I don't have anything smart or original to say. Just thank you to the people who sent me these great wishes. Be safe, wear a mask, get the booster. Don't let Santa Claus down the chimney without a mask," he said, concluding the video. The Santa Fe County Sheriff's Office requested a search warrant last week to examine Baldwin's cell phone for information related to the investigation.